Why weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with highs around 53. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 27. Tonight, mainly clear. Lots of sunshine outside. Tomorrow, high of 49. Mid-50s Saturday, turning much cooler on Sunday with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, if you think you know all about the history of Thanksgiving, then don't listen to this. Gary Crawford with more.
It's that time again, as Winnie the Pooh puts it.
Thanks for Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving Day.
A day of thanks and tradition and...
Come on!
Ah, yes, football. And in fact, at the first Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims and Indians...
There were contests and races and other kinds of things. So in addition to the food, there was also a tradition of athletic events, I guess you could say, if you want to draw this together to the football tradition.
I do. That's Agriculture Department historical expert Ann Eflin. She says, of course, another major Thanksgiving tradition is the turkey. But Eflin says at that first Thanksgiving, no direct evidence they actually ate turkey, as many of us picture it. One pilgrim did keep a journal that says
they had gone out to shoot wild fowl, so it's not absolutely certain that they had turkey, but they certainly might have.
Another misconception is that we've celebrated Thanksgiving ever since. Wrong. In fact, it took 242 years, and finally, Abraham Lincoln declared the last Thursday in November as a National Thanksgiving Day. Later, we added turkey and, of course, football. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And USDA announcing the official launch of its Ask USA program. In an effort to transform how the public interacts with the department, the Ask USA program has been established as one front door for customers to access information and help from USDA. Ask USDA hosts over 5,000 knowledge articles to facilitate self-service customer service to address citizens' most common issues and questions. Ask USA gives customers the ability to resolve questions by creating a single destination for phone, chat, and web inquiries in order to create a more streamlined experience to the public. Find more at ask.usda.gov. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and happy Thanksgiving. Governor Laura Kelly has released the CDC and Kansas Department of Health and Environment guidelines if you are getting together with family and friends today for the Thanksgiving holiday.
If you're attending someone else's gathering, the CDC recommends bringing your own food, drinks, plates, cups, and utensils. Avoid going in and out of areas where the food is being prepared, and use disposable food containers, plates, and utensils. Most importantly, please, please wear a face covering, especially when you're indoors. If you are the ones hosting the event, CDC guidance encourages you to have a small outdoor meal with a limited number of family or friends who live in your community. Disinfect frequently and have guests bring their own food and drink.
The latest AAA of Kansas survey says that nearly 80% of Kansans are staying home for the holiday.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
A federal program that has extended unemployment benefits for an extra 13 weeks in Kansas will stop next month, just as new COVID-19 restrictions could lead to more furloughs and layoffs. The U.S. Department of Labor informed the state labor agency that Kansas unemployment levels have fallen below the eligibility threshold for the extended benefits program. The last payments for Kansans on the program will be for the week ending December 12th. The Kansas Department of Labor will notify affected individuals. Kansas previously qualified for the extended benefits program back in June, which offered an additional 13 weeks of unemployment benefits for workers who exhaust regular employment benefits during periods of high unemployment. And resistance to masks may be weakening in Kansas as the coronavirus surges, straining hospital capacity. Governor Laura Kelly's latest effort to require mask coverings took effect on Wednesday, although state law still allows the state's 105 counties to opt out. Most counties did so the first time Kelly tried to require the masks back in July, but with the average new case numbers more than 9 times higher than what it was then, there appears to be less pushback. Good American Network News. Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and happy Thanksgiving. Two more Nebraska's biggest cities joined the growing list of communities that have passed up local mask requirements in the face of the governor's refusal to issue a statewide mask order to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Grand Island and La Vista voted on Tuesday to approve mask mandates, joining the likes of Omaha, Lincoln, Norfolk, Beatrice, and Ralston. Governor Pete Ricketts has rejected issuing a statewide mandate because he believes it would generate resistance. The number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus decreased slightly on Tuesday to 936, but the total remains close to the point at which Ricketts said he would impose more social distancing restrictions. At the same time, the coronavirus pandemic is prompting a change in the plans for the University of Nebraska's $155 million football training facility project. The Lincoln Journal Star reports that the Board of Regents on December 4th will hear a plan to split the project into two phases. Phase 1 calling for the completion of the new building, with Phase 2 building on the academic center and training area. Mid-American Network News.
Rusty at Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer salad on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new GO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
As we are now officially in the holiday season, and this time, even when not in the middle of a pandemic, can be stressful. However, we are in a pandemic, and Susan Jordan with Pawnee Mental Health Services said some are having a difficult time adjusting.
It has really changed. I've had several individuals that I've spoken to who were planning large gatherings with family for Thanksgiving and Christmas and other holidays. They have gone from planning a 20 to 30 people gathering to just their immediate family of maybe 5 to 7. It does add to a little bit of the depression, but with the use of Zoom or some other televideo through maybe Facebook Messenger or some other format like that, families are still trying to stay connected, so that's a really positive for technology and the advances we've had. So that's a benefit, but it is definitely difficult and definitely stressful for families right now.
Focusing more on the mental health side of it, are there things that people can kind of do on their own during all this?
Now, it's important to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of ourselves, making sure that we're still having contact with people, whether it be through phone or through Zoom. In person is generally a more positive way, you know, using, of course, the COVID recommendations of social distancing. We still can have the social interaction we need, but utilizing the time to maybe building bonds within your family. So just self-care activities, going for a walk, deep breathing. Anything that's relaxing and calming and soothing is recommended.
People should do it all the time anyway, but you talked about staying healthy, and of course now the big focus is staying healthy physically, but it's also very important to stay healthy mentally.
This is a perfect time with Thanksgiving and everything as we're approaching these holidays of being grateful and looking at what we have and focusing on the positives in our lives. It's a good time to really reflect on what we do have versus what we don't have. And being able to focus on those positives can help your mental health. It's important for people to stay in a positive mindset. Stay healthy and be present and enjoy the holidays.
At Susan Jordan, she is an outpatient and mental health and substance abuse therapist at Pawnee Mental Health Services here on KNDY.
Dorothy L. Tilley, age 93, of Vermilion, passed away on Monday. Graveside service Friday at 1 at the Vermilion Cemetery, with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Tilley. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville for Rochelle Loeffler, Alan Loeffler, Elaine Pfeiffer, and Marjorie Nord. Rochelle A. Loeffler, age 60, of Home, passed away Friday at her home. Alan Loeffler, age 63, of Home, passed away Saturday at Topeka. Elaine F. Pfeiffer, age 71, of Marysville, passed away on Sunday. Marjorie Nord, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Again, funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville for Rochelle Loeffler, Alan Loeffler, Elaine Pfeiffer, and Marjorie Nord.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder, all locations of United Bank and Trust temporarily operating as drive-through only facilities due to COVID-19. Customers needing additional services can call to make an appointment to meet with a branch representative.
Main Street Bank hopes everyone enjoys the holidays wrapped in the warmth of family and friends, and remembers that sharing and caring is what it's all about this holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving from Main Street Bank, independent and family-owned for more than 100 years. Member FDIC. Jay's Oil and Propane Incorporated reminds everyone that the holidays are about giving thanks for family and friends and prosperity, wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. From Jay's Oil and Propane Incorporated in Crete, serving all of your home heating propane needs, give us a call at 888-JAY'S-OIL. Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home knows that listeners will take part this joyous season in giving thanks for all the things that matter most to them. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. From the friendly staff at Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek represents an economic opportunity of over $44 million for Marshall County. That means more funding for schools, road improvements, and fire and police departments. The project will also create hundreds of construction jobs, fueling economic growth in our area for restaurants, contractors, and other Main Street businesses. Irish Creek Wind means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy. Learn more. Go online at irishcreekwind.com.
Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We will have lots of sunshine for your Thanksgiving Day. Highs this afternoon warming into the lower 50s. We'll have winds out of the north. Under clear skies tonight, we'll drop into the upper 20s, upper 40s for Friday. Lots of sunshine, calm winds. Friday night, clear skies. We drop to 26 degrees for your low. Saturday, warmer. Highs in the mid 50s. Lots of sunshine. Clear skies Saturday night, 29 for your low. Little cooler on Sunday. We'll be in the upper 40s. Winds are going to be breezy out of the north, gusting in the mid-20s, but we will still see sunshine. We'll have clear skies Sunday night, 19 degrees for your low. Quite cool on Monday. We're going to be in the upper 30s. Lots of sunshine, though. 16 on Monday night. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Average high temperature late November 50, record high on this date 80, the average low 26, and the record low is 6. Sunset this evening 5:07, sunrise in the morning 7:23.
So Some facts about the history of Thanksgiving Day, what we don't know and what we do. A closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 26th, the 331st day of the year. Peanuts creator Charles Schulz was born on this day, and the film Casablanca had its world premiere on this night in 1942. It was the fall of 1621, after a plentiful harvest, when a day of Thanksgiving was shared by colonists and neighboring Native Americans. It wasn't intended to be an annual observance. In fact, it was another 150 years before the idea of a national holiday was suggested, and not until 1863 that Abraham Lincoln made it official. Details of the first Thanksgiving are mostly lost to history, but one surviving account recalls the spirit of the day, saying, "We are so far from want that we often wish you partakers of our plenty." Happy Thanksgiving from the Old Farmer's Almanac. Visit us online at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier, and a happy Thanksgiving, as it's a great day for sports when it comes to many football games across the country and the kickoff of many basketball seasons in the state of Kansas. As it is with tradition, the NFL was set for three games today, one of them being canceled after an outbreak of COVID-19. In the midday, it is the traditional Detroit Lions taking on the Texans, that kickoff at 11:30, followed by the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Washington Redskins. The evening game with the Baltimore Ravens against the Pittsburgh Steelers has been canceled and rescheduled until Sunday this weekend due to COVID-19. Concerns. For those Kansas City Chiefs fans, we'll have to wait until Sunday this weekend as they take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's an afternoon game on Sunday with kickoff at 3:30. They're coming off their victory against the Las Vegas Raiders as the Chiefs went into that game with one loss against the Raiders already under their belt and was able to pull ahead with the victory towards the end of the game 35-31 at last Sunday. That keeps the Chiefs at number one in the AFC West with a record so far this season with 9-1. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade, and we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer selling on selected stock vehicles with approved medicals, tax, and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock, PTO 464, MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing for motor credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Office expired November 30th, 2020.
Well, basketball has officially started across the nation and in the state of Kansas, as yesterday the Kansas State Wildcats kicked off their season against the Drake Bulldogs. They ended up falling to the Bulldogs by 10 points. 80-70 was the final score in that game. They now have the Thanksgiving Day off as they get set for a Friday tip-off against the Colorado Buffaloes. That tip-off at 7:30 Friday afternoon. Even though it was a non-conference game for the Kansas State Wildcats, that does take them to the bottom of the Big 12 Conference to start off the season. KU, on the other hand, starts off their season today as they're ranked at number 6 to start off the beginning of the season. They're going up against the Gonzaga Bulldogs, which are ranked at number 1, tip-off today at 12:30. The Jayhawks do play back-to-back, as right away on Friday they go up against the St. Joseph Hawks, that tip-off at 1 p.m. The other big team in the state with the Wichita State Shockers were set to tip off for their first game of the season yesterday in a three-game tournament up in South Dakota for the Thanksgiving holiday. However, by the time they touched down on Monday and went through the tournament's COVID-19 testing protocol, they were immediately rejected from the tournament as multiple members of the teams traveling for Wichita State tested positive for COVID-19.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
You may have thought Thanksgiving dates back to the Pilgrims of Plymouth Colony in today's state of Massachusetts. But in a moment, we'll travel to the farm that claims to have held that first feast many years prior to the Pilgrims' meal. The American Countryside returns after this.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Just ahead of the American Revolution, the colonists were becoming more aware of their unique history that was separate from their British roots across the Atlantic. In 1769, the residents of Plymouth, Massachusetts, established the Old Colony Club to preserve that unique history.
One of the very founders was Edward Winslow, the great-grandson of the Pilgrim Edward Winslow. And that Winslow gave a speech which became the inspiration for the establishment of the club and also ultimately the inspiration for what we call Forefathers Day, an annual dinner held in December.
Held in December to remember the Pilgrims' landing in December of 1620. Walter Powell, director of the Society of Mayflower Descendants, says that along with the founding of the club, there was a concern on residents' minds.
The landing site of the Pilgrims was threatened. The Plymouth waterfront was very different than it is today, and the site of the presumed landing was about to be changed.
Thanks to the testimony of an aging elder, Elder Faunce, along with Edward Winslow, they helped identify the landing spot and keeping it from that waterfront development.
The journey, if you will, starts with Elder Faunce, who was in his 90s when he was asked to be taken down to the waterfront and said there where they landed. And the assumption was that boulder.
That event identified Plymouth Rock, which is often underwhelming in size to first-time visitors, but may well be the spot the Pilgrims landed.
When you look at the very shallow harbor of Plymouth, you realize there aren't very many places that have anything large enough like that to be a logical place to step ashore, so it's entirely plausible.
Plymouth Rock was moved several times around the city, but has now been located under a stone portico here for nearly a century. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCray.
Cast iron cookware is virtually indestructible and can last for generations. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. A pan that's become rusty and lost its seasoning can be restored as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
When we're camping, my two favorite pans to cook in are a cast iron skillet and Dutch oven. I usually use a liner when I bake something in the Dutch oven because it makes cleanup easier. But food does occasionally spill out and cook onto the pan. Sometimes I can scrape it out, sometimes I can't. Mark Kelly is the public relations manager for Lodge Cast Iron. He says stuck on food comes off pretty easy with water and heat.
Put water in there and get it to boil for a few minutes and all that gunk will scrape off. One trick I use quite often is I use a paste of coarse salt and water and rub it on there, and that takes care of a lot of the stuck on food.
Make sure the pan is completely dry and store it in a cool, dry place. Keep the lid off and put a paper towel inside. If there's any moisture left, the pan might rust, but Kelly says it can be rubbed out with steel wool. Sometimes cast iron becomes so rusty and coated with grimy residue, it loses its smooth, nonstick surface. In this case, you'll have to restore it. There are many ways to re-season cast iron, but this is what Kelly recommends.
Put aluminum foil on the bottom rack of the oven and preheat it to 350. After you have done the steel wool and the oven gets warm, rub a light amount of vegetable Crisco all over the pan. Put it in the oven upside down and bake it for an hour. Turn off the oven, let it cool, and then just start cooking. That updates the seasoning, and it bakes in the oil.
Once it's restored to its smooth black patina, the best thing you can do for your cast iron is to cook in it, and cook some more. Learn more about restoring cast iron cookware at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Do you feel stuffed after eating Thanksgiving dinner? You are not alone. It is so tempting to have second helpings of turkey, cranberry sauce, or pumpkin pie. Hi, I'm Callie Brees with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, feeling stuffed is just part of that holiday tradition. But when you eat too much, you can feel uncomfortable and lethargic, and you may even gain a pound or two. You can look at spending money the same way. When you buy more than you need, your home can suddenly feel stuffed with things, and that can prevent you from being a good steward of the resources God has given you. But there's an easy way to get unstuffed. Simply define what's a need and what's a want. That way you can stop yourself from buying too much and maybe get rid of those extra things that just create clutter. So go ahead, take those second helpings at Thanksgiving. But keep in mind that knowing how much is enough will help you achieve financial clarity so you can live a life full of meaning and gratitude.
Happy Thanksgiving. Sapp Brothers Petroleum knows the season is for giving thanks. Take a moment to be thankful for what you hold dear. Sapp Brothers hopes you have a wonderful holiday filled with good food and family. Sapp Brothers Petroleum, supplying fuel, propane, and oil in Hanover, Kansas, and Philly and Humboldt, Nebraska. Olson Right of Way and Maintenance is wishing loved ones and customers a happy Thanksgiving. Come check out Olson Right of Way and Maintenance in Seneca for all your construction, dirt, and sewer line work. And we also have big equipment available for your needs like backhoes, dump trucks, skid loaders, and excavators. Professional Barber Stylist knows Thanksgiving is a time to be thankful for all the things you love and cherish in your life. So take a moment to be happy for what have and don't dwell on what you don't. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from your friends at Professional Barber Stylist and Beatrice. Haircuts that are affordable.
Black farmers have found that cooperation and collaboration have helped them stay in business. The story today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
On Wednesday, December 9th, you have an opportunity to enjoy a great country music concert and to contribute to a service that'll benefit American farmers. John Deere is teaming up with Farm Rescue to present The Farm Must Go On, a live streaming concert event on YouTube featuring performers like Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Tyler Farr. Get details anytime at thefarmmustgoon.com. Black farmers have faced obstacles and challenges unique to them for more than 150 years. For many of them, staying in business meant forming cooperatives. Even then, it wasn't easy. Terrence Courtney is with the Federation of Southern Cooperatives in East Point, Georgia.
What we found is overall, the folks who were against it were united, both Republican and Democrat, against cooperative-friendly legislation because they see any kind of collective organization or worker organizing or labor organizing as something antithetical to the system itself.
Courtney says cooperatives were particularly beneficial during the pandemic.
That, in many respects, is the moment where I think cooperative economics demonstrates its true capacity, because I think it was through that cooperative process across our whole regional organization that helped our cooperatives survive the pandemic in places where other businesses had to shut down.
Another way black farmers have managed adversity is by forming collectives. And I'll cover that in tomorrow's show as I visit with a Virginia farmer who's part of a collective. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are all having a good turkey day. USDA's Gary Crawford says we should resist the temptation to give that raw turkey a bath before putting it in the oven, as he gives us some safety tips before cooking your Thanksgiving dinner.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Ah, yes, Bobby Darin's hit from 1958. Of course, for me, a bath would be a bad idea, but for a turkey, very bad idea.
We don't recommend to wash poultry.
That's Meredith Carruthers with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline. Now, a lot of people like to take that turkey, plop it in the sink, give it a shower, wash it down good, thinking that would wash off any dirt or bacteria that might be on it. But like the song says,
splish, splash,
that water can splash and splatter all over the place, sending that bacteria with it.
That, if spread in multiple places, could then become a major cross-contamination risk if you're then going to prepare a salad or something that's ready to eat in the same environment.
Meredith says proper cooking will take care of the bacteria on the bird, but if the bacteria has been splattered on the counter or nearby foods or utensils, you got a problem. You need to disinfect the sink and any place that wash water might have touched, including your hands.
Now, briefly, in other ag news, the Kansas Department of Agriculture will host an informational webinar on Tuesday, December 1st at 10 a.m. to offer an update on the management practices used in the state of Kansas to control feral swine. The webinar will feature a presentation from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, as well as the Wildlife Services Program. To register for the webinar, go online to agriculture.ks.gov/animal health outreach. For additional information on the webinar or animal health issues in Kansas, contact the KDA Division of Animal Health at 785-564-6601. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news, as well as wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, One Friday is just not going to cut it. Midwest Kia's Black Friday savings are available all month long, with every Friday being a doorbuster day. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, every new Kia in stock is priced with our biggest Black Friday savings right now. Get up to $4,600 off MSRP in dealer discounts and holiday and Kia bonus cash. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on all new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is not stopping there. Every Friday this month is a doorbuster day. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia's biggest Black Friday savings are available all month long. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333 4000 finance. Example 2021 Sportage. Stock number K8745. Expired.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.